Dr. Chad Brewer, Vice President of Technical Services for the National Cotton Council, provides an update on dicamba use and what growers need to be aware of this spring. For questions related to dicamba use, he encourages producers to reach out to their local retailer, or for more information, visit the National Cotton Council's website at cotton.org.
The Ninth Circuit Court, of course, vacated the dicamba labels earlier in February, and shortly thereafter, the EPA issued an existing stocks order that included the ability to use any dicamba over-the-top products. So those three are Tavium, Ingenia, and Extendamax. They were already in the agriculture retail supply chain. So basically, if those three products had left the control of the registrants and entered into the agriculture supply chain, then they would be available for producers to use in the 2024 season with restrictions that are consistent with the existing 2020 herbicide labels. The only additional restriction would be that there are no sales to the farmers after June 30th. So if farmers are going to use dicamba after that date, they need to make sure to have stocks delivered to their farm by that date. Farmers can obviously check with us here at the National Cotton Council, any of the technical services staff. They can contact me directly if they have questions or issues, but also, you know, reaching out to their ag retail supply chain, they will be extremely familiar with what they can and can't do.